Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Eli Lilly says its second quarter net income fell 11% as an increase in marketing, selling, and administrative expenses slowed revenue growth. Lilly says it earned $1.2 billion, or $1.07 per share. Sales for Lilly's best-selling drug Zyprexa were up 12%. The company will lose U.S. patent protection for that drug in October. Express Scripts and Medco Health Solutions, the largest U.S. pharmacy benefits management companies, say they will combine in a deal worth $29.1 billion in cash and stock. Medco operates a large pharmacy center in Whitestown. Veterans of the first Gulf War in Iraq are being invited to attend this year's Brickyard 400. City officials and race organizers will honor veterans of Operation Desert Storm and Desert Shield at the opening ceremonies July 31st. Participants will receive two race tickets. Veterans who wish to participate should contact the Indianapolis Marion County Veteran Services Office. More than 1,000 science, technology, math, and engineering students will arrive in Indianapolis tomorrow for a two-day robotics competition. The Indiana Robotics Invitational hosts 66 teams from across North America, including three from Indiana. WFYI weather and excessive heat warning through Saturday. Sunny today and tomorrow with a slight chance of afternoon showers and storms. Today's high 98, high tomorrow 93. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth. Stay tuned for No Limits, where we're talking today about alternative energy. We'll take your calls at 1-866-476-3881 or send an email to nolimits@wfyi.org.